next on the 5 o'clock report.
This is not the stuff of impeachment.
We'll see if it works. It's very fragile.
I think it's great for the local community.
This situation just seems to be spiraling in the wrong direction.
That's the only thing that makes sense because it was so remarkable.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Religion in America. Good afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast. A new poll today by the Pew Research Center shows 65% of Americans consider themselves Christians. A decade ago, that figure was 77%. So why the decline? Dave Bretsch is senior pastor of the Beartown Road Alliance Church near Corning, New York.
Perhaps we haven't done a good enough job of passing the faith down. Perhaps we haven't done a good enough job of saying this is why we believe this to be true.
The survey shows more than one quarter of the U.S. population is now atheist or agnostic. The number of Americans who go to church down 7% the past decade.
I think they're still interested in spirituality, interested in pursuing God, but as far as working out their salvation in a local church, those numbers unfortunately don't surprise me.
Pastor Bretsch thinks Christianity to some is more about politics than it is about a relationship.
I'm pro-life. I'm opposed to same-sex marriage, and that's just kind of what I am, as opposed to really loving Jesus, loving God, and loving other people, as Jesus said.
But the Southern Tier minister quick to add there's a lot of authentic Christianity in the church and the culture.
They're not making headlines by any means, but they're doing what Jesus asked us to do. And I find that there are a lot of people like that in our community that just don't get headlines. I just think we need to do a better job of explaining why we believe that there is an afterlife, that the scriptures can be trusted, and kind of returning to the basics of the early church and living that out.
Living that out. The Pew poll finds three quarters of America's baby boomers consider themselves Christian. Compare that to just 49% of millennials who do, less than half the population of millennials. President Trump today spoke to Turkey's leader over the telephone about that fragile ceasefire in Syria.
There was some sniper fire this morning. There was mortar fire this morning that was eliminated quickly. They're back to the full pause.
The fresh fighting between Turkish troops and Kurdish forces came just hours after the announcement of that five-day ceasefire.
We'll see if it works. It's very fragile. It's been fragile for years. They've been fighting each other for centuries. Literally for centuries they've been fighting each other.
The president expressing confidence that ISIS will remain contained in the midst of the fragile ceasefire in Syria. The White House continues to suggest the contents of that phone call with Ukraine over the summer is a quid short of a pro quo. Former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer.
This is not the stuff of impeachment. This is where the Democrats just want to impeach him because he won in 2016 and they've never liked him. He is not going to get impeached over the phone call to Ukraine. He's going to get impeached over the 2016 election and its results.
Still, it is full speed ahead with impeachment proceedings. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's told the rank and file in his chamber, be ready for an impeachment trial, perhaps before the holidays. Congress releasing documents today suggesting that pilots at Boeing knew about problems with those 737 MAX jetliners some 3 years ago.
The documents suggest a pair of Boeing employees had concerns about the 737 MAX as far back as 2016, 2 years before a pair of deadly crashes led to the aircraft's grounding. The two were Boeing technical pilots. One complains about the plane's automated flight system. He later says, I basically lied to regulators. Boeing says it became aware of these messages several months ago, but only revealed them this week. The FAA calls the substance of the messages disturbing. Some members of Congress say they want to question Boeing officials.
Steve Fonderman reporting 18 years after 9/11. Another victim of the terror attacks identified today in New York City.
According to officials, the man whose name is being withheld at the request of his family is the third new victim identified in 2019. The idea was confirmed through DNA testing. Authorities still can't account for over 1,100 victims, or 40% of those who died from the September 11th attacks in Lower Manhattan. The victims ranged in age from 2 to 85 years old, and almost 80% of them were men. Lisa G., New York.
The New York Yankees have their backs against the wall as they look to overcome a 3-1 deficit in the ALCS. Reporter James Flippin speaking to some fans today ahead of Game 5 tonight against the Astros.
It's been a rough series for Yankees fans, some having a tough time keeping the faith.
You said they stink.
They hit 300 home runs all year long. They get to October, and they act like they don't know the game.
Most fans holding tough.
Yeah, of course they're coming back. Every dog has its day.
It's baseball, so why they play seven games.
I'll still support them whether they win or lose.
Carol, a fan from Texas, decked out in Astros gear, was at Game 4.
They were talking so much on the way home, it was very quiet.
Certainly not an easy task for the Bombers from here as they try to win it in seven games.
Odds are against the Yankees, but it could happen.
In Midtown Manhattan, James Flippin, New York.
Tony, you'll have much more on the game coming up in sports. Also ahead on the 5 o'clock report, fetal heartbeat legislation. Big ruling on e-cigs. And kudos to Corning Community College. All right, Kevin, thank you very much. Checking the news from New York and Pennsylvania today. Pro-life politicians in Pennsylvania plan to introduce a bill next Monday that would ban abortions as soon as a fetal heartbeat is detected. If approved, this would effectively make 90% of all abortions illegal in Pennsylvania, the governor has promised to veto. A New York appeals court rules today on the state's proposed new vaping regulations. New York wants to ban flavored e-cigarettes. Vape shops argue the move will put them out of business. Attorney Paul Cambria.
I think that the court's going to be cautious because there are so many people and there is a tremendous amount of property that actually is being taken as a result of this ban.
The move to ban flavored e-cigs comes in the midst of a nationwide health scare over vaping. Dr. Frank McCoskey runs Buffalo Functional Medicine in Western New York.
A lot of the toxic chemical burn injuries that are being reported have been linked back to the black market THC cartridges, many of which are testing positive for fungicides that convert to cyanide when inhaled.
A shortage of bus drivers causing a lot of headaches in New York's second largest school district.
This situation just seems to be spiraling in the wrong direction.
That's Sam Radford with the Buffalo, New York Parents Coordinating Council.
We don't want to wait until after something terrible happens to a child and then have the district respond by saying, okay, now it's time to do something.
He says because of the driver shortage, some students are arriving home 2 hours later than usual. Others aren't arriving home at all, as they get dropped off at the wrong address.
It's just simply not good enough. It creates a safety issue for the students.
John Rosinski, principal of a Buffalo charter school. Every day, Buffalo bus drivers are responsible for the transportation of nearly 30,000 students. Drivers are being shipped in from other districts now to help cover routes in underserved neighborhoods. The Pennsylvania System of Higher Education wants $100 million from the state. What for? Family Life's Brandon Dixon.
14 state-owned schools make up the Pennsylvania System of Higher Education, and it says it needs more money from the state to redesign itself. Nearly 100,000 students attend one of the state-owned schools. That's a drop of more than 20,000 students in the past decade. State leaders say each school within the university system operates independently of the others, and that has led to inefficiency. Pennsylvania politicians are currently in discussions to merge some campuses. Brennan Dixon, Family Life News.
Corning Community College in New York Southern Tier got some good news this week.
This week we found out that the college was ranked number 5 in New York State among the 95 community colleges in the state.
CCC President Bill Mullaney.
According to Niche, the firm that put out the rankings, they looked at things like academics, student life, cost, safety, a bunch of factors to come up with their rankings.
Another community college in New York, SUNY Broome in Binghamton, is now offering tuition-free college for high school kids.
Our fast-forward courses are courses that are offered at the high school and allow students to get credit for both their high school courses as well as our college-level courses here at SUNY Broome.
Penny Haynes, Vice President of Academic Affairs.
Gives them a sense of what the college is like, and they're currently taking a college-level course, so just making more people believe that it really is something that they can do, I think, is great for the local community.
Contact SUNY Broome to find out the details of the Fast Forward program. The fall foliage will be at its peak for another week in Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources released the latest report. Only the northeasternmost part of the state, Susquehanna and Wayne counties, have moved beyond peak color or are starting to fade. Ryan Reed, natural resource specialist in DCNR's Bureau of Forestry, says sustained seasonable to below average temperatures continue to help the transition to fall colors throughout Pennsylvania. Terry Diener, Family Life News.
And with those leaves littering the roads now, experts are urging caution while driving. Family Life's Tracy Lynn.
Authorities are cautioning drivers to take it easy on wet roadways, especially those littered with leaves. At a speed of 40 miles an hour on a dry road, the average distance to get a vehicle stopped is 80 feet. That distance doubles on a wet surface, but the average distance to stop on wet leaves lengthens to 250 feet. So please slow down and give yourself extra time to make it to your destination. Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.
Your Friday market report next, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Family Life's Dave Margolotti has the closing numbers.
Stocks fell today as investors worried about some weak overseas data that showed China posting its weakest growth in three decades. Boeing and Johnson & Johnson helped to push the Dow lower, while shares of Netflix, Facebook, Amazon, and Alphabet also fell throughout the day. Today, the Dow was down 256 points, the NASDAQ fell by 67, and the S&P 500 was lower by 12. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thanks, Dave. This is the 5 o'clock report.
Hi, this is a MoneyWise Minute with teacher Rob West.
What's the best way to help a person? Extend grace or require him to work? Well, Exodus 20 says, 6 days shall you labor and do all your work. And 2 Thessalonians 3 says, if a man will not work, neither let him eat. But then Luke 3 says, let him who has two tunics share with him who has none. And Proverbs 21 offers, he who shuts his ear to the cry of the poor will also cry himself and not be answered. But it all comes together in the person of Christ. John 1:17 says, the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. The love of Christ motivates us to give in certain situations and to encourage, teach, and equip at other times. It's not an either-or, it's a both-and.
And we can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you visit us online at moneywise.org, moneywise.org.
Bills back in action this weekend. Sunny Delphia.
Yes, sir. Coming out of their bye week to host the winless Miami Dolphins at New Era Field. The Bills are 4-1 on the year. The 0-5 Dolphins looking for some Fitz magic from former Bills quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick. Pair of 2-win teams hooking up Sunday. Giants host the Arizona Cardinals at MetLife Stadium. The G-Men are 2-4, but just one game back in the NFC East. Dallas and Philadelphia both 3-3. Both of those teams battled Sunday night. Eagles visit the boys at AT&T Stadium. First place in the division on the line. Jets play Monday against the New England Patriots. Jets linebacker C.J. Mosley said he's going to play. He's been out since week one. Steelers and Browns have the weekend off. Justin Verlander facing off against James Paxton tonight. The Astros try to clinch their second World Series appearance in 3 years. The Yankees have only come back to win a best-of-seven series once from 3-1 back in 1958.
Wow, that's some history.
Yeah. Man. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Delphia.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. We've made it to the weekend. It looks pretty good with chilly nights, cool days, but ideal, really, for enjoying fall colors, apple picking, maybe enjoying a local game and cheering on your favorite team. Do be advised, though, a tropical system that will be named Nestor will graze eastern Pennsylvania with some cloud cover on Sunday. So the call for tonight, clearing skies and chilly, frosty for some. Overnight lows 30s, 20s for some. Sunshine for the weekend, although again for a time it'll be cloudy in eastern Pennsylvania on Sunday. High temperatures tomorrow, 50s to near 60, and many areas will be in the 60s on Sunday.
All right, Kev, 5 at 5. Maybe you saw this on our Facebook page. A Knoxville, Tennessee boy being hailed as a hero after rescuing his toddler sister from the family swimming pool.
She was doggy paddling. I grabbed her tummy. I was trying to lift her.
so she could breathe.
That's Gray Forrester, who's now five, but just four at the time, sprung into action when he noticed his two-year-old sister, Andy, in the water.
Gray's a hero. I think in that moment, for a four-year-old to be able to react like that is a God thing. I think that God was with Andy and Gray that day. And that's the only thing that makes sense, because it was so remarkable.
And the mom says swim lessons that she made her son go to. Mm-hmm. Perhaps he complained a time or two. That is what paid off there. And their daughter now also enrolled in a swim class.
Love it. It's on Family Life Afternoons if you want to see that story. But she makes a great point. You're by a body of water, teach those children to swim.
My wife, who's much smarter than me, when our kids were very young, made them both take swim lessons. That's a good thing, because I don't know how to swim.
I understand.